Joshua chapter 15. The assignment of land for the tribe of the people of Judah, clan by clan, extended south to the border of Edom, with the wilderness of Zin being the farthest point to the south. Their border on the south ran from the end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces to the south. Their boundary next went out to the south of the hill of Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and went up south of Kadesh Barnea, along by Hezron, and up to Adar, where it turned about to Karkah. It passed along to Asmon, went by the brook of Egypt, and came to its end at the sea. This was their south boundary. The eastern boundary was the Salt Sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border on the north ran from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. It went up to Beth Hogla and passed along north of Beth Araba. Then it went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, turning toward Gilgal, which is opposite the hill of Adummim, which is on the south side of the valley. Then the border passed along to the springs of En Shemesh and went to En Rogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben Hinnom to the south side of the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem. Then it went up to the top of the hill that lies over the valley of Hinnom on the west, which is at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. Then the border extended from the top of the hills to the spring of Nephtoah, and went out from there to the cities of Mount Hephron. Then the border bends around to Bala, the same as Kiriath Jearim. Then the border circled around west of Bala to Mount Seir, and passed along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north, the same as Kezalon, went down to Beth Shemesh, and crossed over to Timnah. The border went out beside the northern hill of Ekron, and then it bent around to Shikaron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and from there it went to Jabneel. The border ended at the sea. The western boundary was the Great Sea and its coastline. This is the border around the tribe of Judah, clan by clan. In keeping with the commandment of Yahweh to Joshua, Joshua gave Caleb, son of Jephunneh, an assignment of land among the tribe of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, descendants of Anak. He went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "The man who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, to him I will give Aksah, my daughter, as a wife." When Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured it, Caleb gave him Aksah, his daughter, as a wife. Soon after that, Aksah came to Othniel and urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Aksah replied, "Do me a special favor. Since you have given me the land of the Negeb, also give me some springs of water." Then Caleb gave her the upper springs and lower springs. This was the inheritance of the tribe of Judah, clan by clan. The cities belonging to the tribe of Judah in the extreme south, toward the border of Edom, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kenah, Dimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazor, Hadatah, Kiriath, Hezron. This was also known as Hazor, Amam, Shema, Moleda, Hazah, Gadah, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazah, Shuol, Beersheba, Biziathiah, Bela, Ayim, Ezem, Eltolad, Keziel, Hormah, Ziklag, Medmena, Sansana, Leboeth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. These were 29 cities in all, including their villages. In the lowlands, there were Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoah, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soko, Azekah, Shearim, Adathaim, and Gedera, that is, Gederathaim. These were 14 cities in number, including their villages. Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Delian, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Bozkath, Eglon, Keban, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, Naamah, Nekeda. These were 16 cities in number, including their villages. Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iphthah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, Meresha. These were 9 cities, including their villages. Ekron, with its surrounding towns and villages. From Ekron to the Great Sea, all the settlements that were near Ashdod, including their villages. Ashdod, its surrounding towns, including their villages. Gaza, its surrounding towns, including their villages, to the Brook of Egypt and to the Great Sea with its coastline. In the hill country, Shemir, Chatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is, Deber, Anab, Eshtemo, Anib, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. These were 11 cities, including their villages. Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janib, Beth-Tapua, Aphekah, Humtah, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior. These were 9 cities, including their villages. Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. These were 10 cities, including their villages. Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Merarath, Beth-Anoth, and Eltekon. These were 6 cities, including their villages. Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah. These were 2 cities, including their villages. In the wilderness, there were Beth-Arabah, Midin, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi. These were 6 cities, including their villages. But as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the tribe of Judah, could not drive them out. So the Jebusites lived there with the tribe of Judah to this day.